It's time to go around Broadway with Charles Isherwood of the New York Times. I'm Jeff Spurgeon with you on WQXR, Classical 105.9 FM. Ethan Coen is best known as half of the filmmaking Coen Brothers. He's been moonlighting, though, as a playwright now for some time. But now he has a full evening of his short plays called Happy Hour, being presented by Atlantic Theater Company at the Peter J. Sharp Theater. Charles, Coen Brothers tend to be a little on the dark side. The title Happy Hour doesn't really mean happy, does it?
No, indeed it does not. This is not something you want to see if you're one of those people who naturally, you know, goes into a funk during the holiday season. It's pretty bleak.
How many plays are there in this evening of entertainment, and is there an arc in the evening or a unifying theme among them?
Well, there are three short plays. One is really a monologue. And the theme, I suppose, is the general inhumanity of man. Two of the plays actually talk about how mankind is polluting and destroying our world, and given the sourness of the people espousing this view, you sort of tend to agree.
What play has the most merit among the three?
I think the one in the middle, called City Lights, which is set in the 1970s, probably does. For one thing, you have cute 1970s costumes to look at, which is always fun. And that one is a sort of a tentative romance between a guitar player down on his luck and who's very misanthropic, and a lovelorn young woman who tries to sort of bring out the warmth in him and doesn't quite succeed.
Aaron Sorkin and David Mamet are a couple of examples of people who've moved successfully between theater and film in terms of writing. And Ethan Coen has struggled a little bit with this. What are the things that keep his stage works from being as dramatically successful as I guess we would all hope?
Well, first of all, he hasn't attempted anything on a large scale yet. He's done three evenings now of short plays, which really feel like exercises in style more than anything else. And you really want him to either go big and write a real play or maybe stop bothering, because none of them, to my view, has been particularly successful. And I noticed in this evening in particular, you know, he'll be moving between scenes, even within these short plays, which is something that's easy to do on film. You can just cut. On stage, it's a lot more laborious because you have to change the scene and the actors have to move around and the lights have to darken. So you get a sense that he doesn't really have a natural affinity for the stage, or he hasn't yet developed one in any case.
Each week at this time, we go around Broadway with Charles Isherwood of the New York Times. All right, Charles, we'll see you again in another 7 days.
Great, thanks.